was very well known in the industry that where you have a frontline community, companies have to engage that community in a very significant way. Not only after an incident like yesterday with an explosion, but on an ongoing basis. And this has not happened. When PetroChina was there, there would have been regular interactions with PetroChina officials, information to residents about safety and health and environmental matters and so on. Nothing like this has happened with Micron as far as I am aware. And particularly after the accident, nobody from Micron has visited the frontline community in Marbella, nor has anyone from the Ministry of Energy or EMA or the Occupational Safety and Health Authority visited either. And so residents are very concerned about that. They figure that they were traumatized and nobody has taken the time to be concerned about their well-being. There are lots of little children there. There are hundreds of people who have been affected by this explosion psychologically and so on. Lots of little children who are at home. And there also have also been some interaction with the company. There was some damage to some residents. I only saw one particular residence home. I know that there was some damage to window panes and so on. But there may be others who are also affected by having their properties suffer from minor damage.